Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station, your home of the Cowboys. Atola just tweeted me, please stop calling them America's team. Yeah, we eliminated it's not a Cowboy Friday today. It's just a football Friday. So maybe we shouldn't say your home of America's team. Jason Garrett is set to join us on the buyersafety.com hotline. Your calls and texts, we're going to go right back to it on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. What happened after another good start? What happened to this team's effort on defense? And we do have to, Broadus has been asked, texting me this for weeks. When he says we just have to play better, well, why aren't you playing better? And when are you going to play better? Like, why hasn't the focus been better?
What are you going to do differently?
What are you going to do differently?
You got a playoff push, right? Playoff push is coming up. What's changing? Something's got to change. Like, you know,
We're 13 weeks in.
Yeah, you can't just do the same stuff you've done. I mean, and I guess maybe you can because that's the process, right? Just keep doing it every single day. And now you're going to have a situation where it's a playoff push, and now you got to change things up.
Cowboys lose 31-24, but the score was not that close yesterday in Chicago. And in the post, Jason sounded like he thought guys were maybe trying to do a little bit too much. Jason Garrett joining us here, as he does every day after the game on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well. What did you mean by that, Coach? Can you give an example or two where maybe guys we hear it in baseball, you know, the six-run homer. How do you think guys are maybe trying to do a little bit too much, or at least they were last night?
Well, to be fair, we have to watch the tape. I haven't had a chance to watch the whole tape yet. You know, we got in late, so we're getting on that this morning. But, you know, sometimes, you know, guys just want to do too much. They want to make the play. And, you know, whether it's a gap responsibility on defense or something you do with a route or a protection or whatever the example would be, that instead of just locking in and doing what you're supposed to do, you know, sometimes – you know, guys get out of themselves a little bit and try to do something to help the team that maybe in the end is hurting the team. But that's a general comment. We have to dig in and watch the tape and do the evaluation from there. But sometimes that can happen.
Did you get a sense watching the game, though? Like, do you consider that, though, pressing? Like, the team is pressing? Even the coaching staff at times maybe pressing?
Well, again, you know, I think it probably falls into the same category of guys trying to do too much. And you know, guys want to win. Guys put a lot into this. Guys work hard in practice. When it comes game time, they're putting everything out there to win. And the most important thing is to be disciplined to do your job. And again, I don't want to make specific comments until we thoroughly watch the tape. But that can sometimes happen. And I would describe that as pressing, if you want to use that term. But the most important thing is getting back and doing what we need to do on each play to be successful.
Coach, you guys always preach fight, and it looked like that was missing last night, especially defensively. I know you're going to watch the tape, but you saw missed tackles. You touched on a little bit in the post. Did you feel a lack of fight last night?
Well, again, I thought we were battling. We just didn't play well enough, and missed tackles can be a function of a lot of things. You know, when you overrun a player, you know, instead of being disciplined with your angle and being low and all of those kinds of things, you know, so we'll watch the tape and we'll evaluate it as to why some of those things happened, why we didn't tackle well enough in space. That was a big part of the game. You know, they got out a few times, and instead of making a 4 or 5 yard run, they made a longer run. And we'll dig in and determine why that happened. But, you know, guys care about it. Guys battle. Guys scratch and claw. We didn't play well enough, and we have to make sure we address the reasons why.
Jason Garrett joins us here on 105 Through the Fan. How do you, like, in your own mind, determine the difference between not executing and a bad plan, or not trying hard and not playing well enough?
You just try to make those assessments. You know, we're always evaluating what we're doing in all three phases of our team. I mean, that's the first thing we do as a coaching staff. Did we put our players in the right position? Did we like this call? Did we like this play? you know, from a macro level, did we approach this game the right way? That's the first thing we do. And then we dig in and evaluate the player and did he do what we asked him to do? And if he did, and it didn't work, okay. If he didn't do what we asked him to do, why? Was he not capable of doing it? Did we not practice it enough? All of those things. Those are all the questions we ask. We ask ourselves every week to try to get better.
Coach, was there extra frustration? Can you feel the players' frustration mounting and building? What was the mood or atmosphere like after the game?
Obviously, guys are disappointed. Guys put a lot into this. Everybody does. Coaches, players, and staff. And when you don't get the outcome that you want, it's disappointing. And so we got to dig in and look at ourselves, and everyone's got to be accountable, starting with me, starting with the coaching staff, then each player, each staff member. You know, what can we do to help our team be better? And just take a cold, hard, honest look at it. And then dig back in the next day. So a lot goes into it. When it doesn't work out, it's disappointing. But you got to step right back up, and you got to get back to work.
Jason Garrett here on 105.3 The Fan with Sean and RJ. Last night, Troy Aikman was talking about you guys defensively with your plan, and he said it's pretty basic, not a lot of disguises, and against younger quarterbacks or more inexperienced ones, he was wondering why there wasn't maybe a little bit more disguise or deception. How do you decide your approach to that, Coach, whether to try to play straight up or be a little bit more multiple and confusing, especially when facing younger QBs you have this year?
Yeah, I think you're always trying to be multiple. We're not a team that plays a zillion different coverages, has a zillion different fronts, a zillion different pressures. A lot of teams approach it that way. We believe in being more fundamentally sound by doing a handful of different things in our coverages, in our fronts, in our pressures. And we try to, complement the looks of the different things that we're playing. So we do try to disguise. We do try to show them one thing and play something else. We do try to vary the coverages, the fronts, and the pressures that we bring throughout the ball game. That's our approach every week. We don't have a million of them. We believe it's hard to execute at a high level when you have too much stuff on defense, but we do believe in having a variety of things that complement each other, man, zone, pressures, different front looks in base and in nickel, and then mixing those things around, make them look like each other. But ultimately, once the ball snapped, we're going to rely on executing at a high level. We didn't do that consistently well enough last night.
Coach, Amari Cooper, it's been no secret, like his home road differences are pretty big, like 47 catches at home going into this game, 17 on the road. I've never seen this in football. Why? What's the biggest reason for his road sort of disappearance?
It's hard to explain. I can't imagine it's just only being on the road. There are probably some other factors involved in that. We do have those stats. We do know that. We do recognize that. But there are probably other things that factor into that. We'll keep trying to, help him and everybody on our team play well regardless of what the circumstances are.
Coach, what do you plan to do with your place kicker situation after Maher really struggled yesterday?
Yeah, obviously we have to do a close evaluation of it. Brett would be the first one to tell you he's got to make those kicks. Unfortunately, he didn't do that for us. And we brought three kickers in earlier in the week. We decided to give Brett an opportunity this week, and it didn't work out. So we have to take a real close, hard look at that and determine what we want to do going forward.
Jason Garrett joins us here at 105 through the Fan. I'm not trying to be like disrespectful or rude here. I believe in the CEO head coach type role that you have. But a lot of people ask us when they see you during the game and other coaches are on the bench talking to the players or calling plays. Just take us through your in-game, sort of day-to-day process that you do in the game.
Yeah, the biggest thing I try to do is communicate over the headsets with our offensive coordinator and the offensive staff and the defensive coordinator and the defensive staff, leading up to a series, what we're going to do on offense, what we're going to do on defense, and then throughout the series. And then the communication I have with our special teams coach, Keith O'Quinn, he does not wear a headset, so our communication is, is just verbal off the headset. So, you know, just staying engaged in the game, talking about what we're going to run offensively, what we're going to do defensively, what adjustments we need to make, and you know, manage the game that way, you know, communicating with everybody throughout. And, you know, one of the things that we believe very strongly in is adjusting throughout the game. A lot of people talk about halftime adjustments. We believe in adjusting certainly between series and adjusting, you know, really play by play throughout. So, you know, that's really what my role is, the communication with the coordinators, communication with the offensive, defensive staff, and our special teams coordinator.
Jason Garrett, right after the Bears game last night here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, you guys are 13, 14 weeks in. What do you say to the fan who says, how is this going to, why would I expect this to change? Why do you expect it to change this far into the season, even though you guys are in first place in the division?
Yeah, I believe in our guys. I believe in our coaches. I believe in our players. I believe in the staff members who work with our team. And, you know, we've done some good things at different points of the season. Certainly hasn't been consistent enough. I believe we can be that team. I believe we can be that team that can play at a high level. And the last 11 days have not been good. Three losses, you know, against some tough football teams, but we didn't play well enough to win. And we have to look at ourselves, and we have to dig back in and go to work. But I believe in the guys we have on our football team, the coaches, the players, the staff members, and we're going to dig in and get back to work and get ready for that next challenge.
Coach, Brad Shammond brought this up. You know, three games in, 11 days or whatever it is, 4-17. Is there fatigue with this roster? I know it happens every year. You guys have basically the same kind of schedule, but is there fatigue going on?
Oh, it's certainly a physical challenge, but, you know, different teams around the league have similar physical challenges. You know, we've been playing this Sunday, Thursday, Thursday thing the last few years, and that's just part of reality. So, you know, we make no excuses, have no explanations. We have to do a better job. And again, we'll dig back in today and get back to work.
Coach, as a player and a coach, I'm fascinated to hear your thoughts on this. What do you think of the whole notion of sending a message to the players that, you know, getting rid of a coordinator or benching someone, that sends a message and gets everyone back on their toes? How did you feel about that as a player, and how do you feel about that as a coach?
Well, it just has to be legitimate. If it's not legitimate, it makes no sense, and everybody recognizes that. So, you know, if there's a legitimate concern about something, you make those decisions, you move on. And we've done that in the past with players and coaches when we didn't feel like it was right. And certainly that the byproduct of that can send a message, but it has to be legitimate, it has to be authentic, and that's when it's effective.
Coach, thanks for joining us on No Sleep. Really appreciate the sincerity of the answers today. Have a great rest of the day and a good week.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Jason Garrett here on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. He is driving in the car. I heard the term blinker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.